Son of Man, can these become living people again? Can these dry bones live? You know, the Valley of Dry Bones is a metaphor in this passage about being in a hopeless condition. And I've walked through in my own life difficult challenges when it really seems like that's the only question left. Is there really hope again for flourishing life? Is there any real possibility that the difficult situation, the brokenness, can be redeemed? In other words, can these dry bones live? A few of these journeys have been personal. Some of them have been with family, some with others, a few with you. You know, our hearts experience that heaviness that can feel very much like a valley of dry bones, where a flourishing future that has been hoped for seems like it has dried up and is gone. And too often this valley is in that deep sorrow of separation in relationships or even death. We may even wonder if our own bones are going to dry up in grief, or if we'll ever be able to experience life ahead. You know, this question comes, it becomes our own cry from the depths of our heart when we say, you know, really, oh God, can these dry bones live? You know, and here's the thing. I think that this deep agony doesn't come from a lack of faith, not at all. I think it comes rather from a faith that honestly, that truthfully says, oh, sovereign Lord, you alone know the answer. God alone knows the outcome. So maybe you've been there yourselves. Maybe you're saying, God, you know, I don't know what's ahead. I don't have a vision for this new and difficult situation that I find myself in. Lord, you alone know the answer. Are you with me so far? Kind of a difficult place to begin a message, isn't it? But maybe you understand. Maybe you've been in this place. You know it. Maybe you're there right now. Maybe in the middle of this valley of dry bones, when the future looks bleak, it looks gloomy, it may even be fearful. And so if so, let me point you to the words of the Sovereign Lord, who says, speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of God. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. If you're taking notes today, I invite you to fill this in while we are listening to the word. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Dry bones, I am going to put breath into you and make you live again. Can you speak to your dry bones like that? Can you say, listen to God's word, bones? Can you believe it? Dry bones, you will live again. You know, do you have a vision for the future that says, dry bones, God will put breath and life back into you? Can you envision this valley of dry bones becoming a new vision of flourishing life once more? You know, as I preach this message today, I want to just caution you that because I don't want to mislead you, I believe that the prophetic word of God has power for today. You know, these biblical messages, I trust, have power to ignite in us a real hope, a real prophetic vision that can come into our hearts and minds right now. This can give us a future to hope for. But these messages are written to a particular people in a particular time in their own particular circumstance of the Valley of Dry Bones. So before we extrapolate this into our own lives, we do need to understand the context of the passage. So as we have been reading through the book of Prophets, we have began when Israel and Judah were still in the promised land. They were far away from God and falling fast, but God had sent the prophets to speak to them and speak words of hope and call them to return to the Lord, to turn back. God's desire for his people was flourishing. But they didn't listen to the messages, so the Assyrians overtook the Israel, the northern kingdoms. They suffered the consequence of their departure from God's way. And then the prophets continued to speak to Judah, the southern tribe, and to Jerusalem, calling them over and over to return to the Lord, come back. But they would not listen. They went farther and farther from God. And so the Babylonians come and they bring part of Jerusalem into exile, into Babylon. This is where Ezekiel speaks his message. But the kingdom of Jerusalem, of Judah, is falling. And it does fall. And so they find themselves now in this place where Israel is in captivity. In this valley of dry bones, this is the prophetic image of Israel in exile. So the vision of this flourishing life in the land of promise that God had given them has all but died. And they have no means to revive this lost hope. No hope except one. So where will that help come from? You know, maybe a leader can rise up once more from within their ranks in exile. Can Israel's leaders revive the dry bones? Well, here's our first point today. Israel's shepherds have failed. This is the word of the Lord. This message came, Son of Man, prophesy against the shepherds, the leaders of Israel. Give them this message from the sovereign Lord. What sorrow awaits you, shepherds, who feed yourselves instead of your flocks. Shouldn't shepherds feed their sheep? This morning we heard the latter part of the message about God as the shepherd, and this portion depicts really how bad things have gotten that God has to become the shepherd. The leaders have abandoned their people. They don't care about them. They're leading them away from obedience and away from God, away from the life that would cause them to flourish. And here's what the prophet describes. Speaking of the shepherds, you drink the milk, wear the wool, butcher the best animals, but you let your flock starve. You have not taken care of the weak. You have not tended the sick or bound up the injured. You have not gone looking for those who have wandered away and are lost. Instead, you have ruled them with harshness and cruelty. So my sheep have been scattered without a shepherd, and they are easy prey for any wild animal. They have wandered through all the mountains and all the hills and across the face of the earth, yet no one has gone to search for them. So this is a depiction of a desperate situation. And the Lord's words are heard far off in the distance. Can these dry bones live again? Not with leaders like this. So this is what the sovereign Lord says. I now consider these shepherds my enemies, and I will hold them responsible for what has happened to my flock. I will take away their right to feed the sheep, and I will stop them from feeding themselves. So Israel has no leadership to revive their hope. They have no hope for a good shepherd except one. Can the leaders save Israel? What do you think? Well, so far we're finding out. No, I see a few heads going like this, so Let's make this interactive. I need a little help here. Can the leader save Israel? No, you're right. No. They all fail God's standard of leadership. So I believe that this is one of the prophetic warnings of the passage today. Are you ready for it? You know, when we're deeply wounded and broken, when we're in that dry bones valley, we want to reach out to anything that can give us comfort, anything that might offer hope. But be careful. Because if we wrongly put our hope in another person to rescue us out of our desperation, the consequences can be devastating. Do we need support? Of course we do. We need people around us who can offer compassion and comfort. Absolutely. We need people who can help us think rightly through our difficult situations and have hope for a future ahead. Absolutely, we need these people around us. But that hope needs to be in the one who has the power to truly redeem and rescue. We need people who will walk beside us and point us to the true hope that we have in Jesus. It always needs to be about Jesus. And now I'm about to say something that might come across as controversial. If you bear with me, I think you will accept that it's true. So here we go. There is not one leader we can elect that will by themselves rescue America. So I want you to listen to what I am saying. It's incredibly important that we exercise our right and privilege to vote. I believe that it's vital to our nation's health, and I believe our world's stability. We need to elect God-honoring leaders that reflect a biblical worldview. You know, it even has the potential to affect what we are doing here today, peacefully proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. So voting your biblical conscience is crucial. So do it. But I will say again, there is not one leader we can elect that will by themselves rescue America. So as good as any of the candidates are that you're going to vote for, none have the power to save. That power belongs to God alone. The principle stands. Human beings flourish themselves and with each other when they follow in godly obedience. So we want to keep our hopes and perspectives. We want to point to Jesus, and we encourage and empower one another to follow him first, and all other viewpoints are filtered through Jesus' teaching. So now I hope that settles with you. It's not a political sermon. I'm done. Israel's leaders have failed. It has led them to being a valley of dry bones and exile. So where will their help come from? I found a picture of Chris. He's a lost sheep. Chris was out in the Australian outback somewhere. He was lost possibly since birth. He was probably 6 or 7 years old before he was found. He was good at running away, apparently, from the shepherds. But Chris needed a shepherd. In fact, he got sheared when he got in. And the average sheep apparently gives about 11 pounds of wool. Is that possible? All right. Correct me. This is what they said. And 11 pounds of wool. And Chris had a world record 89 pounds of wool on him. The wool really wasn't any good because it was matted down and full of feces. In fact, Chris's life was in danger because a sheep like this, bred to produce lots of wool, needs to be sheared about twice a year. And so never being sheared, he had the potential of becoming unhealthy and infected and all this wool producing disease on him. And so Chris, the sheep, he needs a shepherd. This is what the sovereign Lord says. I will rescue my flock. So I really wanted this next point to be this one. There's a new sheriff in town, but that doesn't really fit with the context. So there's a new shepherd in town. All right, so if you're filling that one in, the Lord will be the shepherd. So there is hope ahead. I want you to turn to the person around you, someone around you, and tell them, you have hope. Say that to them. Just take a moment. Tell them, you have hope. You have hope. So make sure everybody hears that. Turn around if you have to. Tell a few people around you, you have hope. It's important that we hear that and then we encourage one another. Out of the valley of dry bones, God is providing a vision for flourishing. And it's all about God. For this is what the sovereign Lord says, I myself will search and find my sheep. There will be no strays. There will be no Chris's like that sheep. Now from a pastor's heart, I want to appeal to you. So some of you today may feel like stray sheep. Mm-hmm. You may feel like you're lost in a dark valley. Maybe it's something you've gotten into and you don't know your way out. Maybe it's something that happened to you or by someone else and the better future ahead seems like it's all blocked up. Maybe you're in this deep valley that just all of a sudden unexpectedly opened up before you, and out of nowhere you're lost, you're afraid, you don't know who to turn to, you don't know where to go. You know, if that's you today, then I invite you to listen to this prophetic word. Pay attention to the word spoken here, God's word that says, I will. This is God speaking to you what God will do for you. I will be like a shepherd looking for his scattered flock. I will find my sheep and rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on that dark and cloudy day. I will bring them back home to their land of Israel from among the peoples and nations. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel and by the rivers in all the places where people live. I will give them good pasture land on the high hills of Israel. There they will lie down in pleasant places and feed in the lush pastures of the hills. I myself will tend my sheep and give them a place to lie down in peace, says the Sovereign Lord. God will rescue you and give you peace. Son of man, can these dry bones live? So I prophesied, and as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. You see, something is happening. Bones are rattling. Can they live? So this is the prophetic encouragement, I believe, for all of us this morning. The dry bones are rattling. Even when it seems like you're lost and there's no way out, the dry bones are rattling because God's word is being spoken to them. And here's what we need to hear today. In our valley of dry bones, God will lead us forward. You know, that really encourages me. I hope it does you. God will not abandon. God himself is shepherding. God is searching us out, leading us back to green pastures and clean waters and flourishing life. The good shepherd, God, is guiding us right now through our valley of dry bones. So listen, hear what the Sovereign Lord says. So I have to buzz through this a little quicker. Israel's leaders, they have failed their people in godly obedience and flourishing life. They've led them into being this valley of dry bones. God is providing a new vision now for a flourishing life where he himself will shepherd and rescue them. And he not only leads them, but he also judges them righteously, which is point number three we're going to go through here. The sheep will have a judge to watch over them. So if you're filling in the blank, the sheep will have a judge. It comes from this text in verse 20. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will surely judge between the fat sheep and the scrawny sheep. For the fat sheep pushed and butted and crowded my sick and hungry flock until you scattered them to distant lands. Can't you just see that? The big fat sheep pushing around the little sheep, you know, and they're all, bah, and the big fat sheep's eating all the food and drinking all the water and muddy and the rest of it. And the scrawny sheep are just pushed away until they have to leave. So I will rescue my flock, and they will no longer be abused. I will judge between one animal of the flock and another. So the quick point is for this vision of flourishing to be complete is there has to be the removal of the causes of oppression and brokenness. For Israel, it was their leaders who had fleeced the sheep. So instead of caring for them, they preyed on them until they were driven away. So this is really a warning for leaders. Don't shepherd God's people for personal gain. So this is a warning to me, right? And anyone who leads others. By definition, though, this is for all of us because we are all leaders. Every one of us has influence. So the point being, don't use your influence for personal gain. Point to Jesus. God's giving us a prophetic warning. Use our influence to point to Jesus. So what about our valley of dry bones? What about this vision that God has for once again coming alive? The prophet's words continue in this valley. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up, our hope is gone, we are cut off. And I'm saying it again, I don't think this comes out of a lack of faith. It's their current reality. This is what they live in. This is what they see all around them. They don't know what the future holds. And in their deep turbulence, they've lost their vision for flourishing. They've lost their way. They're like Chris, the sheep in the outback. In the valley of the dry bones, you and I, we need a prophetic vision. And that's what God provides Ezekiel. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live. And I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord. God will revive Israel. Did you get that? The vision is, God will revive. God will revive you and me and us in our valley of dry bones. So even in the valley of dry bones, God will put his spirit in us and we will flourish again. You know, it's not about what we can do. It's not about what we can re-envision. It's not about what we can overcome. It's about what God will do in us. And that's the amazing power of prophetic hope. God's got this, right? God's got this for you, right? Say it with me. God's got me in the valley. Say it one more time. God's got me in the valley. Now, this is really important, even if you're not in the valley, because there are seasons in your life when it'll feel like the valley of dry bones. I want us to repeat this one more time so we truly understand this. God's got me in the valley. So it's not about what we can do. This is about what God can do. Even when we don't know what's ahead, we have this confidence that we are being led forward by the good shepherd. And that's our last point here. You know, these next verses are the prophetic revelation of God's flourishing future. He says this, "And I will set over them one shepherd, my servant David. He will feed them and be a shepherd to them. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be a prince among them." So the good shepherd spoken of here is the same one self-identified as we jump all the way forward in the Bible to the Gospel of John, chapter 10. So hear these words that Jesus speaks. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. A hired hand will run when he sees a wolf coming. He will abandon the sheep because they don't belong to him and he isn't their shepherd. And so the wolf attacks them and scatters the flock. The hired hand runs away because he's working only for money and doesn't really care about the sheep. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd." We need to understand, friends, that no human being can fulfill that role. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The rest of us are sheep in his flock. I know my sheep, and they know me just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father, so I sacrifice my life for the sheep." God's not going to run away and abandon you. Jesus won't leave you. He will sacrifice his life. He has given his life. "I have other sheep too that are not of my sheepfold, and I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd." So are you in the valley of dry bones? Your shepherd won't run away and abandon you. He'll save you. Can these dry bones live again? You know, it is the hope and the vision of this church. I believe all of God's church, but truly of this church, that dry bones can live. Jesus is our good shepherd, and he is leading us through the valley. And no matter where that has taken you, no matter what exile you feel like you're entering into, Jesus has come for flourishing life. Follow him into that new life. We were at a wedding, and I saw this picture on the wall, and it just struck me as one of those prophetic visions of the future. Children of every tribe and tongue and race and nation gathered together around Jesus, around his teaching. It seems like a dream, but I hear dry bones rattling. Maybe today this is a prophetic word for you. Listen. In your valley, the dry bones are rattling. God will lead you through. But you need to seek your good shepherd for a flourishing vision, a vision that'll carry us, a prophetic hope to hold on to and speak into. Friends, can these dry bones live? So God has given us a flourishing vision, being led by the good shepherd. It's a vision for the church. Is it a vision for you? Let us pray. Lord, wouldn't it be nice if life was smooth sailing and we didn't have to deal with the valleys and deep sorrows that we really do have to deal with. But Lord, thank you that even in those places, we can be assured that you have got this, God. You have got us in our valleys. And Lord, you have provided this prophetic vision, your prophetic word, and you will accomplish it, Lord. You are the good shepherd. So Lord, help us to hold on. When we truly feel and ask, Lord, can these dry bones live? When we don't know the outcome, Lord, help us to hold on to you and trust beyond the shadow of a doubt that you will lead us to flourishing again, now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.